Yes, indeed, that's your sexy voice here. Hans von Kloss, your Polish import. That was Caroline with those charming girls. And if you caught that moaning, I always had a problem with this, but that's me. One on 1.9 FM, CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. Day is number 8, eight of February 2012. Apparently somebody decided 2012 to be a Armageddon year. So we have only a few months left. Well, I'm assuming that's December 31st, that will be 2012, that will be end of the world. And, you know, why the hell not? That sounds like a good idea. But, you know, before that will happen, I'll be here, you'll be there, out there, two of you. And it's all good. So once again, Hans von Kloss, your Polish import, Polish prince if you like. And usual suspects tonight. More, maybe a little bit more ambientish than usual. Is that English? I suppose it is. And one more thing, to all those bus drivers, I hope you're not assholes, all of you. But you know, I don't like my job either. And you bus drivers, if you don't like it, well, get something else and don't take it on people who are running after buses or trying to catch up with you, and don't fuck with us. I'm not really a bus rider at all. I do it occasionally, but I know people who do. And I drive around a lot and I've seen people almost opening the door and, you know, they're being smacked just in front of your face by sick employee of Transnic, whatever you call this so-called good, for me, useless transit. Well, you call this the best in North America. I kind of challenged that one, but it doesn't matter. So like I said, I hope all of you know are not assholes, but you know, sometimes I do understand people throwing rocks at bus and smacking sometimes bus driver, because some of you really deserve it. Hello. 101.9 FM, CITR, let's make it official.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Children under the age 15 for many years. Help wanted. Seldom has history offered a greater opportunity to do so much evil here in our own country. Americans are doing the work of evil
on the
most vulnerable citizens. Enough to subject
me. Il raconte n'importe quoi. C'est pas ma photo?
Now in this century, the ideology of power and domination has appeared again.
Monsieur Tavernier.
Et alors, c'est pas moi? C'est lui? C'est Tavernier? C'est Tavernier. Elle nous racontait des histoires, cette vieille bonne femme. Mais oui, Véro, on est sauvés. C'est exprès qu'on n'est pas mort. Mais toi... Toi, il faut te cacher, on t'a vu au motel.
Les photos, Louis.
C'est sa photo sur les journaux. C'est lui.
Les photos des Allemands.
Quelles photos?
Les photos qu'on a prises au motel. Tiens, j'ai encore le ticket.
La seule preuve, Véro. La seule.
La deuxième clé, dans le tiroir. Là.
Choice.
Brilliant touch, and I always say you are becoming real musician when you can play with a single note and play them as little as possible. And Miss or Mrs. Gibbons, there's no other woman on earth that can sing pain like she does. But there's a gentleman who does actually the same, a little bit different way. On 1.9 FM CITR, in case you didn't know, this is Miser Hour. I'm here almost every Wednesday. When I don't make it, I get the shit, of course, from everybody around here. Million of emails, but I can't come. Simple as this. It's not the end of the world, is it? Thank you.
Silent of blue. say a prayer for my release when every hope in the world is asleep and my strength.
It's always fascinated me. Just listen to the films without even watching them. It was always one of my favorite things to do. I don't know why. Maybe just because I like radio drama. It's 400 Blows and all those 50s and 60s. French, Italian, and Polish, and English films were just always my favorite. And they had to be black and white. Until today, sometimes it's just... there's a film, I just changed TV set up to black and white, and it's just much more enjoyable watching it. It's... color kills films sometimes. I think it does. One 1.9 FM CATR and 400 Blows. If you haven't seen it, it's a kind of must. If you have respect for yourself and you think you know about film something.
No, beach.
1.9 FM CATR.
C'est such a shame to believe in escape, a life on every face, and that's a change. Till I'm finally left with a mate, tell me to relax, I just stare. Maybe I don't know if I should change a feeling that we share. It's a shame.
Thank you.
There's everything he can touch, it turns into gold somewhere over the rainbow. I know this is U2 free zone, but I found one thing in my library. It's called Passengers, and it's good stuff. And if the U2 wouldn't be fucking sellout as they are, they could really sound like this and be respected by people with ears and brain, not with people with hardly any respect for themselves and buying you two by kilograms and getting Bono bigger and bigger. It's pretty sad. And I do admit, I grew up on U2, and they were kind of one of my heroes, and until the Unforgettable Fire. That was my last record that I actually own. And ever since they came to America, and their music became more like Coke and Burger, I stopped listening to them. And no more Christian bands like you two in my surroundings, but this one I think I can recommend. Let's give it a try. If you don't like it, you just don't like it. It's the only criteria you have in music, either you do or you don't like it. 101.9 FM, CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. We'll be right back. Well, I guess I haven't heard this for a while. It's brand new on top of it, so you can smell that stuff right there. And yeah, I guess I was wrong. I guess you two should stick to whatever they do now, because this is really getting boring and going absolutely nowhere. I don't know. I had this ambitious moment and obviously it didn't work. 101.9 FM, CITR.
Love my body blues.
Grace from Bark Underworld. Unappreciated record for some reason. Maybe that's a good thing. Who knows? How about some Scorn Before Midnight? I always say this song includes all favorite sounds I expect from band. So if I ever had a band again, I would love this band to sound like this. Scorn.
it's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regard. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping. His woman is free, yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried.
Well, it's probably nothing I can follow this one. 101.9 FM CTR, live from UBC. possibly in stereo. How about this gentleman? Maybe that will be a good follow-up for Mr. Cohen.
Well? Nothing.
He didn't say anything?
No.
You gave him the works?
Yes.
And he didn't say anything?
No.
He wept?
Yes.
Screamed?
Yes.
Begged for mercy?
Yes.
But didn't say anything?
No. Nothing.
He didn't say it.
Good. No.
You gave him the works?
Yes.
And he didn't say it?
No.
He wept?
Yes.
Screamed?
Yes.
Begged for mercy?
Yes.
But didn't say it?
No.
Then why stop?
He passed out.
And you didn't revive him?
I tried.
Well?
I couldn't.
It's a lie. He said it to you. confess. He said it to you. You'll be given the works until you confess.
Good. In the end, Bim appears.
Are you free?
Yes.
Take him away and give him the works until he confesses.
What must he confess?
That he said it to him.
Is that all?
Yes.
Not good. I start again.
Take him away and give him the works until he confesses.
What must he confess?
That he said it to him.
Is that all?
And what?
Good.
Is that all?
Yes.
Then stop.
Yes.
Good. Come. Nothing.
He didn't say it?
No.
You gave him the works?
Yes.
And he didn't say it?
No.
Not good. I start again.
Well?
Nothing.
He didn't say where?
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 No.
You gave him the works?
Yes.
And he didn't say where?
No.
That's,
Yes.
Screamed?
Yes.
It's of course brilliant. It's Mr. Samuel Beckett, the man I always describe as a man who was so afraid of death that the only thing he could do is write about it. It is from his last play produced by request from Autumn Festival 1983 in Graz called What Were. Apparently written in French and translated by Beckett himself. Maybe that's too much information, but if you out there, psychopath and manic depressive like me, Samuel Beckett will be your best friend ever, guarantee. Quarter after midnight, almost brand new day, and of course,
take him away and give him the works until he confesses.
What must he
so appropriate here, one day closer.
Is that all?
Yes.
Not good.
Intellectually, of course, this one, the following one, it doesn't even come close. But it doesn't really matter. Not everybody has to be Samuel Beckett. Nevertheless, that's one of my favorite by Budgie. And I know I played it a million times, and might be somebody there who never heard this one before. It just might fall in love. It doesn't matter how naive and maybe not intellectual it is, but that's not the point. Point is, it's honest and it's a good piece of music, and it's about 10 minutes and 24 seconds of something that I hope you will enjoy it.
course, 'cause you got school on Monday. Put my trust in God. Who is he? I know not what. Something mommy said to me one Sunday.
So it stands there facing blank wall. Dying now. No more, no less. No less. Less to die. Ever less. Like light at nightfall. Stands there facing east. Blank, pinpocked surface, once white in shadow. Could once name them all.
There was father, that grey void. There mother, that other. There together, smiling, wedding day. There all three, that grey blot. There alone, he alone.
So on. Not now. Forgotten. All gone so long. Gone. Ripped off and torn to shreds, scattered all over the floor, swept out of the way under the bed and left. Thousand shreds under the bed with the dust and spiders. All the...
Well, there's another Samuel Beckett, a piece of monologue written
stands there facing 1979.
It was a request, followed by a request to write a play about death. Well, couldn't ask anybody better, anyone better than Samuel Beckett. So there it is. There's quite a bunch of them on the YouTube, and I don't expect you to find any of those on your local TV, especially North American TV, because European TV becomes less and less of TV, really. But there's still some good channels in Europe. They play such things like this. That, yeah, well, you'd expect Samuel Beckett on CTV or CBC or another crappy shit. Good luck to you. Yes, 25 after midnight. Maybe a few more big things to play. But how about the Winter Gardens Killing Joke from so-called New Wave period. Some call it disco period. And always have bad blood about this period of Killing Joke. And you know what? Whatever Killing Joke was touching was always good. And they were always ahead of everybody else. Or most of the bands anyway. 10 years. Maybe 5, maybe 15. It doesn't really matter. They were ahead of the game most of the time. Killing Joke, Winter Gardens from Brighter Than Thousand Suns.
Right in the walls, the tragedy. up and transform me.